Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Everyone, my name is Prophetess Verdia Haywood, and I want to welcome everyone to my Blog Talk Radio show called Releasing the Sound. Amen. Releasing the Sound. And I just want to first start off with a few shout outs. I want to say thank you to God first, who was the first and foremost head of my life, and then also to shout out to our powerful Prophetess Sharice Lewis over at Worldwide Prophetic Kingdom Ministries, which is my apostle, my pastor. Also to family and friends, my fiance Cortez Crosby Jr. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And also a shout out to Mr. James, Elder James Brown Jr. Just want to say thank you also for the opportunity to come before God's people on the Blog Talk Radio show. So I want to say thank you, thank you so much for your support. So we just want to go ahead and get started with prayer, and I want to say, you know, thank you for your patience. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, we worship and magnify your holy name. Oh, God, there's none like you, none that can even compare to your goodness, your kindness, and your mercy. For you are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. Oh, God, you are our mighty sovereign Father, our protector, our shield and buckler. God, we love you and we admire you. We ask that right now, though, God, that you will forgive us of our sins, sins that we know and sins that we do not know. We ask that you will blot our transgressions, oh, God, creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit. God, we bind up every assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up all blocking agents, Lord God. Lord God, we cancel the works of the enemy, Lord God. We bind our voice and voice, Lord God, out of the computer system, God. God, we take authority over the prince of the air. We bind up principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. God, we pull down, Lord God. Lord God, every dark spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we release your angels, Lord God, of war, Lord God, Lord God, on behalf of every listener, Lord God, that they will receive, Lord God, your word on today, Lord God, your word of strength, your word of encouragement, Lord God, your word of faith, and your word of truth, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are dismantling, Lord God, every demonic system, every demonic protocol, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the releasing of the fire of the Holy Ghost, who consume anything and everything that is not of you, Lord God. And we say, have your way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that souls will be saved, set free and delivered, Lord God, on tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we just want to go ahead and grab our Bibles, and we want to go ahead and go to the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, starting at the 11th verse. Amen. And so the message tonight is called Hold On. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. Can you say that again? Say it with me. Hold on. Help is on the way. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want you to know that God is certainly in control. So tonight on Releasing the Sound, we're going to be discussing the releasing of the sound of victory. Amen. Hallelujah. And in that scripture, as it reads, it says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, the thoughts and plans, the welfare and peace, and not evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." Amen. That's coming from the Amplified Version. Just want you to know, and I want you to be encouraged on tonight, that help is on the way, that God has seen the problems. He has seen the situations. But how many of you know that nothing is too big for God? God is always on the throne. He sits high and looks low. God is always right there. He knows every situation, every circumstance that presents itself before his people. And for a matter of fact, God allows the enemy to tempt us or to test us, because he already knows that we're coming out with the good. See, the thing about God is that the awesome thing about our God that we serve, the Lord our God, he is a mighty God, and it is a fixed fight. He already tells us that we're going to come out with the good, that we're going to come out with victory. All right. Amen. So I just want to encourage you to know on tonight, you will come out with the victory without a shadow of a doubt, out of that situation, out of that issue, out of that abusive relationship, out of that place of needing a healing, out of that place of needing deliverance. God will set you free. Whether it's addiction to drugs, whether it's addiction to pain, God will set you free. And so I just want you to know that help is on the way. Amen. So we want to grab our Bibles, and we also want to go to 1 Samuel. Amen. 30:6. And that says, David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Amen. David found strength in the Lord his God. He held on to every facet of his being in the trusting God. And how many of us know that even in Proverbs 3:5-6, it simply says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He's talking about God. God will direct our path. We're supposed to lean upon him. We're supposed to lean upon him in every situation, in every circumstance, everything that presents itself, anything that opposes what God is doing in your life. We know to call on God's unchanging hand, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. So I just want to encourage you to hold on. Hold on, because help is on the way. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so glad that God is our God, and that he had us in mind when he created life, when he created this world. He created it with a blueprint of us in mind. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage the listeners on tonight that help is on the way. There might be someone that is grief-stricken right now. There may be someone that doesn't know, that's caught up in a lifestyle of confusion. But I'm here to tell you that God will give you the blueprint to come out of every situation that you're in. Just trust in him. Just trust. The word of God in Psalm 23 says that the Lord is your shepherd. You shall have no want. He's your shepherd. loving on him. Find yourself in that place of believing in him. Find your place of trusting in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just hold on with a little while longer. Hold on, because help is on the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now I want to go to Nehemiah 8 and 10. Hallelujah. And it just simply says here, and this is coming from the Amplified version as well, that then Ezra told them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet drink, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. Hallelujah. For this day is holy to our Lord, and be not grieved and depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. And he's just going back and telling us again, reassuring us that no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance is, God says that help, hallelujah, is on the way. Hold on just a little while longer, because he's going to show up and he's going to show out. And how many of you know that when God does something in our lives, everything God does is big, it's fantabulous, it's super. I mean, just keep your faith to that place of being and trusting and believing in God no matter what the situation is. Just know that God is going to see about you. Hallelujah. 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 If you could just go with me also to Psalms, the 37th chapter. And it reads, fret not thyself. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness. That which is upright or in right standing with God. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust, lean on, rely, and have confidence in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely of his faithfulness. And truly, you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart and the secret petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. That's a role and to repose each care and load on God. He wants us to cast our cares on him. He wants us to give up our rights to be offended. He wants us to give those things that tend to be distractions to throw us off the course of our destinies. God does not want us to get caught up on what shoulda, coulda, woulda, or what he say, she say, and they say. God wants us to stay focused, steadfast, and unmovable in his word, always abounding in him. Amen. And so it says here to lean on, to rely, and to have confidence also in him, and he will bring it to pass. He's just letting us know again, I am going to do what I said that I was going to do. In his word, it says that God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. But everything that he has said, that he's going to do it. His word shall not come back unto him void. So I just want to encourage you. I just want to let you know that God has seen your tears. He has heard your cries. He has seen the pain in your heart. And God has felt the pain in your heart. But know that this day is a day of redemption. This day is a day of deliverance. This day is a day of freedom. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. And it also says here, and he will make your righteousness, your uprightness and right standing with God go forth as the light, and your justice and right as the shining sun of the noonday. Be still and rest in the Lord. And I'm going to say that one more time. Be still and rest in the Lord. That means to wait, stop, rest in him. Let God do what he needs to do. Because many times that we go through tests and trials and tribulations, much like when we're in school, there's something that we have to learn in every test. There's something that we have to learn in every trial. There's something that we have to learn. And even in those that seem to be our opposers, you just pat yourself on the back. Just thank the opposers, because all it's doing is pushing you right into your destiny. Amen. Thank you for the destiny pushers. Thank you for the haters. Thank you for the evildoers. Thank you, Lord, because we know that it's all working together for our good. And I thank you, Lord. And I also want to say here in 7, my God, Father, we thank you. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him, and patiently lean yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers at his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. So don't even get caught up on what they're doing. Those people that have been, or the ones that the enemy tries to use to take to come up against you, just say thank you, Lord, anyhow, because it looks like they're prospering, but guess what? In due season, they're going to reap. They're going to reap what they have sown. So I want to say to you tonight, listeners, be encouraged. Be thou encouraged on tonight. God is going to move on your behalf. There's nothing that God won't do for his people, but we have to do what we're supposed to do, and that is to walk upright before him. I'm not saying that we're perfect, because none of us are, but we are striving toward perfection, pressing toward the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. But I say this, that if you keep on doing that what God has called you to do, that is standing in the prayer chamber, praying, fasting, reading the word, and trusting and believing in God. See, one thing that I've noticed in throughout the whole word of God, even down to even when it started with Abraham, he did not waver in his faith, but he trusted God. He believed him no matter what. It didn't matter what it looked like. It didn't matter what it felt like. It didn't matter what it seemed like. But he always kept in his heart that God has the final say. Amen. Amen. So I want to also say, cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not yourself, and attend only to evil doing. So don't get caught up. Don't get the attitude of, I'm going to get them back. Don't do that. Don't retaliate. Don't have a spirit of retaliation, revenge. But know that God is our vindicator, and he is going to fight on our behalf. Amen. So I just want to encourage you again to hold on. Help is on the way. This is your night of deliverance. This is your night of healing. God has heard your prayers, and he's going to answer. He's going to make good of his word. This is a season that everybody's talking about, the reset. But I want you to know that God has already done it. All you got to do is believe it and receive. Say, I receive of the Lord. I receive of his goodness. I receive of his blessings. Why? Because we are his children, and he has made us promises. And God's promises are yea and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We find our strength in God. We find our strength in God. He said that he's a very present help in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. So if you're not in that time of trouble, then know that God is getting ready to make good of his word. He's getting ready to show up, and he's getting ready to show out on your behalf. So I just want to encourage you to stay encouraged. Believe God. Take him at his word. Take him at his word, because he said he's got to do it. That's his word. He has to do it. He has to make good of his promises. Amen. Amen. For evildoers shall be cut off. Hallelujah. But those who wait and hope and look for the Lord in the end shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. He's given us, he's making our inheritance ready and available for us. So I just want you to know that, like I said, God has not forgotten about you. So I just want to encourage those that are listening, hold on just a little while longer as we release the voice of victory, the sound of victory, the sound of triumph. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. It is time for us to walk in the truth and the attribute of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There may be someone that's on the line, and I just feel in my spirit so strongly that there's someone that's looking for a deliverance, that's looking for healing, that's looking for God. And you say, I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to begin. It just begins by confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead for you, that you may be set free, that your sins may be forgiven. So all you have to do is just confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. So I want to begin to open up the lines for those who want or desire to be saved. You are welcome. For any comments, if you want prayer, you can also call after everything is over, after the message, you can call 248-247-4471. If you just need someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, I will be right here to pray for you and whatever the need is, that it would be met. Hallelujah. And prayers will be answered. Hallelujah. So I just want to say thank you so much for the listeners. Those of the lines are open. If you have any questions, we have just a couple of minutes here for that time. So I just want to open it up. If anyone wants to make a comment or just want to give a shout out, you're more than welcome to. Amen. So I'll leave the lines open right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so mighty. He is so mighty. Hallelujah. There's someone that has been abused. It's been abuse after abuse after abuse. I'm speaking of physical. I'm speaking of sexual. I'm speaking of financial abuse. There's been verbal abuse. There's been so much abuse after abuse, and you say, I just can't take it anymore. But I want you to know that God is sending angels on your behalf. God is getting ready to show up on your behalf. I speak peace to every situation. I speak peace. The peace of God be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. There's someone that's dealing with heart issues. And you're so tired all the time. And I hear God saying that he's getting ready to strengthen you, and he's getting ready to heal that issue in the heart, that valve, that leaking valve. God is getting ready to heal that leaking valve. And I want you to be encouraged to know that God is getting ready to see about you. He's releasing his healing angels and the healing balm of Gilead upon you. So receive your healing. I also hear that there's someone that has been fighting cancer. And I literally see breast cancer. And I'm looking at the breast, and I hear God saying that he's sending healing. Healing, you're going to begin to feel heat in that area. And as you begin to feel heat in that air, just start praising God, because he's getting ready to give a miracle like never before. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The lines are still open. We just have a few more seconds before we close the line.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord for the listeners. You need to dial if you want to call in and respond to Prophetess Vanilla Hayward's message on tonight. This is the number you need to dial. You need to dial area code 657. Again, the area code is 657-383-1364. For those that are listening that would like to call in and have comments and feedback to Prophetess Hayward regarding her message on tonight, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. What a powerful word on tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. So, listeners, come on and dial on in. And if you want that prayer, no problem. Just call on in. If you have a comment, or if you want to give your life to the Lord, just call on in. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and close out here. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. And until next time, we say releasing the sound of victory. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen.
I will rejoice. And I will sing.